Okay, hearing no objections, we're going to go to the main motion. Carol, you wanted to speak?
Yes.
I'm the timekeeper.
What? Sorry, go ahead, timekeeper. What?
I just wanted to let you know that we are past the 40 minutes, so a few minutes ago, and we need to extend.
Okay, is there an extension of 10 minutes for this item?
And more to extend 10 minutes?
Just 10 minutes.
Second.
Any objections? Okay. Go ahead, Carol.
I want to speak against this for a couple of different reasons. First of all, our business manager is on vacation. Second, I think that this is micromanaging, and I am in favor of moving toward giving Maxie and our manager authority to do whatever he needs to do to see to it that things are done and to presume that he'll have good sense to figure out what that is. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Alex,
Brianna,
go ahead, Alex.
And Benito, to
okay, Benito, I got you. Go ahead, Alex.
You got me? Did you get me?
Okay, I got Adriana. Go ahead, Alex.
I'm opposed to this motion for some of the reasons Carol mentioned, but also I don't see the point in motions like this. They're kind of like a motion that says we're in favor of motherhood. It doesn't accomplish anything. It just makes people sort of feel good to pass a motion like this. I think what the Finance Committee should be concentrating on is getting the budgets approved instead of passing motions like this, which to me are just kind of meaningless. They're out of context. They're not part of any strategic plan. And I think the executive director is already well-equipped to enforce financial reporting. This motions like this are just frivolous, if you ask me.
Okay, thank you. All right, Benito, go ahead.
Okay, well, number one, I find it curious that the representative from KPFA is trying to empower, their GMs, et cetera, and the ED to do everything under the sun when that station is one of the ones which has been refusing to give up information all along, which is what some of the folks have talked about all night long repeatedly. So it's sort of like self-serving, right? The bottom line is we need to kick butt. These general managers and business managers for those stations that have them need to feel some kind of pressure that we need this information.
30 seconds.
And nothing has been stated to them or done to them all this time to make them feel any kind of pressure. So anyway.
Thank you for your comments. Adriana, you have the floor.
Tony, to the stack.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, we have a lot of committees. We have committees, and the idea that the committees are doing their job and understanding and working during the whole time that they have their committees to identify the problems that we have in the foundation. It's true that we have a new executive director, but that's why committees are supporting him. He doesn't need to go and start from scratch. Committees are doing their job, identifying the problems that we have in the foundation and giving, again, Madam Chair, can you ask for people to mute? Please. Okay. May I proceed?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. That is the main reason. We are talking about committees that were formed exclusively to do some specific jobs, like the strategic planning committee that was formed just to prepare how we will work with or how we will repay our loans, and we didn't have from there just one motion till now, and just one motion coming to the PNB. No one telling us how we will. And this is a long time, right?
15 seconds.
You know, that's why. What we need. Okay. What we have to do. That's why the committee. That's why committees. The important part of the committee is supporting the managers and supporting the board. I think that it's very important that if the committee identifies that this is a problem, it's not an excuse for people not bringing the information. The motion is totally in order. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Tony, you have the floor.
Thank you. So this motion was done on September the 11th. Okay, so that's over a month ago, and like Benito said, at that time, unanimously, the people on that committee felt like the stations weren't providing NEDA with the information that they needed, and we felt that they should feel a little pressure to get them motivated. Okay, number two. This is similar to what we just talked about, the motion in the audit committee. So, this is like two different committees almost describing the same thing. And I don't know, there are four other people on this call who are on the National Finance Committee who may want to speak to this. But the executive report came out on September 20th. So if you look at that, it says some of the things that that NEDA was trying to get and was unable to get from some of the stations. So this motion is over a month old. A lot of things have happened between then and now.
10 seconds.
But still, I think it's still the bottom line. They need pressure.
Okay, thank you. I have a question. Is there some of the material that's been provided, but there's still some outstanding? Anybody who knows can answer that.
Yeah. This is Maxie.
Go ahead, Maxie.
If I understand the question correctly, yeah, there is information that was requested by NEDA of the board of, I'm sorry, the business managers. And as I mentioned in a previous meeting, there was a lack of understanding of exactly what was meant when the accounting or financial management terms were spoken. So, I'm not sure if that has been resolved. The request was for there to be a sidebar conversations amongst those business managers, and I believe it was George or Larry at NEDA to get it resolved. So hopefully that's moving forward.
Okay. So the reason it wasn't being provided is because they didn't understand what they needed to provide, but now that's been clarified and they're moving forward with it?
That's what I believe. I know that that miscommunication or that lack of communication was exposed during that last meeting.
Okay.
And so that's what I think.
So they should have no problem getting the information within four business days.
If they have it and the communication issue has been resolved, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now we'll go to a vote on this motion. Bill, would you please take a vote on this motion from the National Finance Committee as amended?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Pass.
Jonathan passes. Adriana Kasanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
Abstained.
Chris abstains. Bill abstains. Joseph Davis?
Vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Jan abstains. William Heerwagon?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
May pass.
Okay, Ken passes. Tony Leon?
I vote yes.
Tony votes yes. Fia Wangaza? I don't think she's here. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Who's here?
Afia is still on the call.
Oh, she's still on? Okay, we can't hear you, Afia. Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Alex passes. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Feedback to people who passed or who I didn't hear. Jonathan Alexander?
I'm going to vote no.
Jonathan votes no. Let's see. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
Abstain.
Ken abstains. Afia Wangaza? Still can't hear you, Afia. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Alex abstains. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. 4 no. And 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay. So
okay.
9. Okay. So the motion is approved.
Okay. So this motion from the National Finance Committee passes.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
As amended.
Can you ask a question?
About?
From Maxi?
About what?
She said that he had the list, and somebody said that probably the Finance Committee too. Is any way that the board, confidential obviously, but the board can receive this that list?
I will, if I can, again, what I said earlier is that I had heard of this list. I've never seen it, but if it does exist, I will certainly forward it in confidence to the board.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, so now, Catherine, for the staff, please. Yes, Catherine.
Madam Chair,
I'm not... sorry. 1 second. Go ahead. What's the timekeeper?
We're out of time.
We're out of time for the item on the committee reports.
And this is why I asked for to be on the stack.
The next, okay, so we'd have to extend. We have a motion from the programming committee. Is there an
Catherine moves to extend 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
For a time-sensitive motion from the programming committee.
Okay, that means we
a full report, just the motion.
Okay, so we would also have to extend the time for the meeting, and that would both, if you want to extend the time for the meeting and this item, that would be require two-thirds.
Okay, so moved.
Second? Second? Any objections to extending the meeting and this item for 5 minutes?
Benito.
Okay.
Who seconded?
Sabrina.
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Tony?
If we extend the meeting for 5 minutes, we might as well extend it for longer than that.
Okay.
Put on a meeting.
Can we amend an extension of time?
Benito to the stack, Madam Chair.
One second. Could we extend an extension of time? I mean, can we amend an extension of time?
They told us no.
Yes. Yes, you can.
You told me no last time.
Okay. For how long, Tony?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Absolutely.
5 minutes.
Benito to the stack.
I will accept 5 minutes.
It's not. I don't believe extensions are not debatable.
That is correct.
Okay. Go ahead and take the vote, please.
Okay, this is on the amendment to extend it 10 minutes?
Amendment to stand for 10 minutes.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanova?
No.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Absolutely not.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I apologize. Yes.
Okay, Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne?
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia Wankaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. Let's see, I didn't hear Jonathan Alexander.
I vote yes.
John votes yes. Also didn't hear Afia. Okay. I haven't heard from her in the last few votes. So let me count. 14 yes. 4 no's. 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes. So 15 yes, 4 no's, 1 abstention.
So that's 15 out of 19. I believe that's more than two-thirds. So we're... So
yes.
Vote on the... Excuse me. Please don't interrupt. So we have... So there's 4 no's.
Correct.
Rosa, for a point of order.
What's your point of order?
You were voting to amend the motion. All amendments to motions require a majority. It's never two-thirds. The motion itself for extending time will require two-thirds. Thank you.
You're right.
You're right. Thank you. It didn't need a majority. Thank you. What point well taken. Okay. Now we're going to vote on the main motion to extend for 10 minutes, the main motion as amended, to extend for 10 minutes to vote on the motion from the programming committee. Okay, so.
An amend to 5 minutes, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry? We started out with 5 minutes, and we amended to 10 minutes. So we're going to vote on the main motion to extend for 10 minutes to vote on the motion from the programming committee. Bill, please take the vote.
You want to ask if there's any objections?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we're extended for 10 minutes.
Also, point of order.
Yes, Bill.
We never did do the report out from the executive session. This is a good time to put that in.
Could you read that report out from the executive session?
Okay. The PNB met in closed session to vote on a proposal for services.
Accounting services. The final one was accounting. We voted.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes. Thank you.
So, Catherine, you have the floor to present the motion from the programming committee.
Thank you. And as the chair of the program committee, I'm presenting this motion on their behalf. It was passed on October 2nd. And as a prerequisite, I would just say that this motion is to encourage our network to collaborate and work together. So the motion is all the stations are encouraged to collaborate on coverage of the U.S. elections and mandate there must be a substantial number of diverse voices, including people of color, offering hosting and commentary during the coverage. So this motion addresses two problems, the first being that we don't often enough operate as a network, and this would give us an opportunity to do that. And secondly, to be inclusive in the voices, which has been very lacking in national coverage at Pacifica. So I present that motion.
Okay, and this is from a committee, so it does not need a second. Are there any I'm speaking. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, I'm asking if I can hear something, and I want to ask some question about this motion. I'm not allowed to do that neither.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, are we discussing this motion or not?
Go ahead.
Can you answer me, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
You didn't answer me. Is a discussion or not in this motion?
Is there a debate? I will take your question. You said you had a question. Go ahead.
I want to start with a question.
Oh, that's your question. Is there a debate?
Okay, Madam Chair. What I'm asking is, I don't think that anybody will have any problem with the premises of this motion. What I don't understand, because this sounds so good, but I don't understand what all the meanings of this. For example, when you are talking about the coverage of the U.S. elections, we are talking about the debate, we are talking about everything, or we are talking on November 6th. That first. For example, the other day we had in Houston a debate from a Republican incumbent senator and a Democrat that is obviously challenging him. KPFT have that directly. If any other of the, how can we offer that to the rest of the station? How that will be done? I don't understand. I need some more information about it.
Catherine, could you please?
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your question. Catherine, could you please describe what you mean by coverage?
What I mean by coverage is that each of the stations will have their way of covering the elections. They may be covering it locally for their state. They may be covering other states. And there'll be the day of the elections. So usually what happens is that one station will be given the task of providing coverage for the network, and all of the stations become preempted for that one coverage, whether it comes from KPFA or KPFK, I'm not sure. But what happens is that it becomes very sort of monotone in its coverage. So, you know, perhaps it is that through the weekly meetings, our executive director, Mr. Jackson, meets with the program directors. There would be a way for him to assess what the different stations are doing and provide an opportunity for the stations to share their coverage, as well as in talking to the radio stations individually, encourage them to bring forth talented voices, other voices, and diverse voices, because that's something that we don't normally have at Pacifica. Unfortunately, time is short, so I'm trusting our executive director to be able to take this and see what's possible in the time that we have. And so it has to be at the discretion of the executive director, but it's very important that an effort be made to diversify voices so that it's not the same people who always have the opportunity to do this, and other people have an opportunity to present as part of the coverage. And where possible, there can be shared coverage from station to station, or there could be a national coverage in which each station plays a part. And those are the different ways that it happens. But there needs to be coordinated, and it would need to be coordinated by staff, really. So this is a putting forth this method of doing it and these considerations that we're mandating that they be taken into consideration. So did that answer your question? Sorry.
Yes, part. But but you said that will be between, I'm sorry, that will be between, I think that the executive director will meet, you said, and we'll talk to the program director, and I agree with you. I mean,
Do you have another question, Adriana? Is that it?
Yes,
your question was answered. Okay, now we're going to go to a vote. I'm sorry, Adriana. If you don't have another question, we're going to go to a vote now.
Yes. What I ask is that it's only for November 6th, or we are talking about covering anything else?
Catherine?
Well, it's speaking to the, in this particular motion, we're speaking to the midterm elections, the national elections, to find out what the balance of power will be in, you know, the Congress and the Senate as a result of these elections, and what that impact will be on our communities. The Pacifica community, it's going to make a substantial difference how the elections turn out, whether or not justice... So this will be this particular motion is for the coverage of these, the national elections leading up to it, through the day of it, and commentary following it. So
we have 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's time to go to a vote on this motion.
William asked for the floor.
Are there any objections?
No, she answered.
Are there any objections?
Did William ask for the floor?
He said no, she answered it. She
Kathy's last sentence answered my question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing no objections, this motion passes. And
can we ask what the executive director think about this?
I can add if you'd like me to.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Maxie.
Much of this is taking place organically. The leadership meeting amongst staff around the network that took place this week illuminated an effort to create a national all network involved production for the midterm elections. WPFW, I believe, is one of the leads on this initiative, but certainly working with other stations. And I'm going to meet with one of the members of that group to form a Google Doc that can be used for the planning process, in addition to scheduling subsequent meetings so that they can fine-tune and focus on programming. So this is in motion, but it's organically being done. I will say, moving forward, I know I'm off time. I'll be very brief. Moving forward, these things have to be planned much further out than we gave ourselves time for this year. So I'll just say that to conclude.
Okay.
Yeah, William, for the floor.
I think What was that bell for? What was that bell going off? Was that, Tony?
Yes, that was the time for the meeting.
Okay. All right. So, is there any extension, any extension of time that has to be 2/3?
No.
This is Catherine. I have a question.
I heard no objections. That motion passes. Go ahead, Catherine. What's your question?
Since we only were able to have time for the motion, I would ask that the Programming Committee report be put back on the agenda for the next meeting so I could give a full report.
It's always going to be on the meeting of the regular meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Okay,
this meeting is from the Strategic Planning Committee, so I would want that to be number one on the agenda at the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, the ones that we didn't get to last time, I will rotate them and put them first. Okay, thank you all. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.